on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Oh, it's Monday. One of my favorite people to talk to, Katie Robberin from the Chamber. Got to do our weekly Chamber update.
Hey, good morning,
girl. Good morning, young lady. And missed you last week. You're in this week.
Yeah, I am.
A full list of things.
Yeah, you know what? It is actually a very busy week. I think the theme this week, believe it or not, hold your breath, is back to school.
Oh, she said it.
I know, but you'll understand when I read off what's going on today.
What's happening,
or
yeah.
This week,
summer went quick, but Jordan kind of prepped us. She stepped in last week and she said, oh, it's going to be busy next week, but I'll leave that for Katie to tell you about. So.
Yeah, it is quite a busy week.
You've got a lot written down.
I know, it's like page and a half.
What's happening?
So today, in about an hour, from 10 to 11, the animal shadow drawing class is at Chinkabazoo for ages 9 to 14.
Nice.
Sounds fun.
I wonder if I could sneak into that myself.
I know, right? Yeah. It's $10 a kid, and it looks to be a pretty fun time.
Yeah.
Yeah. On Tuesday, National Night Out. It's every year. So this year it's at Oxcart Trail Park, as it has been in the past. The address is 312 Wilkin Avenue over in Breckenridge.
Mm-hmm. Easy to find.
Yeah, really. It's over by the old Dairy Queen. Yeah. All Sauger meets now. It's from 5 to 7. There's going to be food and games and prizes, rock wall, music. The fire and police departments will be there. And last year, I think I won a grill. So
seriously?
Yeah,
you,
sure
okay,
did.
So you did okay last year at the night out.
Yeah. So
that's a great event.
It is. It's really fun. On Wednesday, the Pencils Plus School and Coat Drive for Kids distribution.
Here
See,
we
this
go.
This is where we
Here
go.
Here we go. Here we go. Ramping up.
Right. If you have any questions, let me give you the phone number, and then I'll give you a little bit more detail. It's 701-642-2115 between the hours of 9 and 4 if you have any questions. Now, you don't have to, but just go to the Wahpeton Community Center on Wednesday between 2 and 6 to pick up your school supplies. There is no income restrictions or anything. It's free for everybody.
What a great resource.
Yeah, great. Wahpeton Community Center, 2 to 6 on Wednesday.
Okay.
Also happening on Wednesday at 7:30, music in the park, but really it's music at the high school. because the community band will be playing at the high school.
Okay, got it.
Again, at 7:30, it is free and open to the public.
I'm laughing about that because it's like, is it there because of, you know, we can't go a day without rain?
Maybe. We're in a pattern, I guess.
That's why I'm giggling about it. What else is happening?
On Thursday, Community Appreciation Cookout. Edward Jones is in collaboration with, or Jody Hendrickson and Ashley Gerner are in collaboration with the Wahpeton School District to collect school supplies. So they are going to do a cookout in recognition of this, I guess.
Well, leave it to Jody.
I know,
yay,
right?
Jody. I love that.
So that's from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. I think they're doing hot dogs. I'm not quite sure exactly what's on the menu, but it's a community appreciation. So if you do want to donate some school supplies, they will have a distribution table.
Perfect.
Readily available for you to put your stuff on. Moving on to Saturday.
You're not done yet.
Know, right?
I'm going, no, there's more.
I have two more things on the calendar already. So back to school with Richland County Historical Society at 11 7th Avenue North in Wahpeton, 1 to 4 p.m. on Saturday again. Also, they're going to open up the one-room schoolhouse, I think, down at the park at 2 o'clock, and there will be hands-on activities for you to do.
Nice.
And then also on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, the flea market down at Wells Park. Saturday, it'll be open 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Sunday, noon to 4. And call Curtis if you are interested in being a seller.
Okay.
His number is 651-295-5115.
All right.
All that information is also located on our website calendar. So you'll be able to, if you didn't catch any of the numbers or the times or you need some more clarification, you can log on there.
Perfect.
That's
Tell
what
you
I
what,
have.
Last Saturday, I got to relay this to you
because
this is kind of, pride of Wahpeton thing.
Mm.
I'm down at the zoo doing my zoo sessions, which, by the way, I'll be doing this Sunday or Saturday.
Oh, okay.
From 1 to 5.
We'll add that.
1 to 5. Last Saturday, they had the Little League tournament in town.
Oh, yeah.
Ton of kids.
Yeah.
And they all got passes to the zoo, so they all showed up with their families. I've never seen that zoo so full and so full of excitement in my life, and people just coming by saying, we're so impressed with this town and with the zoo.
Wow.
You know, so there you go.
Wow. There's
a little Wahpeton pride showing.
That's amazing.
There. Yeah, they were very, very impressed, and everybody having a good time, and Tal was out of his mind.
Really?
Well, Tal's a ham,
and
he had a lot of people out there. So he was, he was showing off, and I think every animal down there was too. And
good.
Yes, I'm painting otters now. So they were keeping the kids entertained
the
otter exhibit. So I'm hoping for another good Saturday this Saturday. But anyway, just wanted to relay that to you.
I'm hoping good weather.
Yes.
So
yeah. Just wanted to tell you that.
Yeah, it was a busy weekend.
You're the chamber goddess.
I don't know. Okay,
a whole new title for you. Katie, great having you in, and I can't believe we're talking back to school, but man,
a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
There's a lot of community out there that's supporting the kids here, so we're grateful for that.
All right, now I got to talk to Katie. The week gets kicked off.
Thank you
so much for
stopping
in. Appreciate it. Katie Rauber, we're talking Chamber News every Monday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Paperweight is my list of things to do today. Go to the bank and the hardware store. Put a new lock on the cellar door. I cross them off as I get 'em done. But when the sun is set, there's still more than a